The following is a guided yoga meditation. This meditation combines some simple body movements with a deep, relaxed awareness and is a practice in accepting our bodies exactly as they are in this present moment and working with that. Remember, by doing this meditation regularly, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in a process of optimizing your own well-being and health. During this meditation, follow along as best as you can, only doing what is possible and good for you and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate or wise to you. Let your own sensitivity to your own body override my instructions. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to our own selves, we're basically working with our limits, finding ways to meet our limits, learning to be gentle with our limits, exploring them without pushing or without trying to get through them, exploring gently full acceptance of where we are right now. One way to think of it is finding these limits and boundaries and then softening around them, backing off if that's what it takes to find that softness. By doing this work every day with care and awareness, you may soon notice that your limits are changing, dissolving by themselves. The best effort involves patience, acceptance, and consistency. And the best results are achieved not by trying to do anything at all, not even relaxation. Being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling at any given moment. If a stretch is producing a sense of warmth, burning, tingling, pins and needles, pulling, tugging, penetrating, whatever, just feel what it is. Really notice what you are feeling. You can even ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my back, in my leg, wherever? What qualities does it have? Am I reacting or responding to it? If it seems wise to you to stop what you're doing, simply assume a comfortable position and close your eyes. You can visualize or sense yourself doing the posture in as much detail as possible. Remember to allow yourself to breathe fully and deeply and through the nose as much as possible. And now beginning. Lying on your back in what in yoga is called the corpse pose, a living, breathing position of deep surrender and release into the floor. Your arms are loose and relaxed by your sides. Your legs are uncrossed, and your feet are falling away from one another. And allow your awareness to come to the fact that you are breathing. Noticing the breath perhaps in your nostrils or the expansion and deflation of your chest walls and lungs. And if it feels comfortable to you, allowing your awareness to come into your belly, letting your awareness glide upon the gentle rise and fall of the abdomen, rising with each in-breath and falling with each out-breath. And if you like, perhaps imagining each in-breath bringing in freshness, new vitality, new energy, and each out-breath dissolving away tensions and allowing you to sink deeper into the floor or mat. Just following your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, and knowing that throughout this meditation, you can always return to your breath as a trustworthy place. Breathing from the belly, the body receiving the breath, and then softening with each out-breath. Allowing your awareness to scan your whole body, perhaps beginning with your head, your face. Allowing awareness to move down through your neck, your shoulders, down your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. Awareness moving into your chest, your abdomen, pelvic region, along down your back, your thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, all the way down to your toes, feeling your body alive with this breath, alive in its entirety. Then when you feel ready, on an in-breath, bringing your arms up toward the ceiling, and on an out-breath, stretching them long over your head so that your fingertips are pointing back towards the wall behind you, and stretching all the way to your fingertips, all the way from your fingertips down to your toes, feeling that long stretch throughout your whole body and breathing, breathing into the stretch. Maybe moving your feet, one foot stretching longer than the other, and your hands stretching in the same way. Taking a nice breath in, letting your body be long, and on the out breath, releasing. And then on an in breath, lifting your arms up over your head, and on an out breath, slowly bringing your arms down back to your sides, not just flopping them down, but feeling your arms move through space, feeling air move around them, and then feeling the floor accepting their weight slowly again, and resting back into the surrendering pose and breathing. Breathing and feeling yourself awake and aware in this moment now. Then on the in-breath, bringing your knees up so that your knees are pointing up toward the ceiling and your feet are flat on the floor. And we're going to do something called pelvic rocks. Your feet are about hips width apart, up close toward your buttocks. And you might notice a small space, a small arch in your back, right where a belt might be, behind your back, between your back and the floor. And if you want, you can put your hands back there to feel that space. And taking a deep breath in, and on an out breath, you're going to press down into that space, right down onto your hands, so that your pelvic bones rock up. Your tailbone rocks up a bit. And then on an in breath, your pelvic bone rocks back, and the space comes back between your back and the floor. So on an out breath, pressing down, and on an in breath, releasing. Experiment with following your own breath in and out with your rocking, gently rocking back and forth, following your breath. Your out breath presses your back down into the floor, and the in breath releases. And if you want, you can even do these rocks gently but faster, not with your breath. Experimenting around with what feels good to you, and knowing that this is a wonderful back strengthening exercise. And then when you're ready, drawing both knees in towards your chest. And you can hold on to your knees with your hands, or if you have any knee problems, bringing your hands right under your knees so that you're not putting pressure on the knees themselves. And gently hugging your knees into your chest. And if you want to, you can roll side to side, massaging the back as you do that. Really exploring this position now. Exploring the area around your hips. Maybe finding where that limit of that stretch is and softening around it. Breathing into it. And exploring what it feels like when you bring a little bit of movement around your hips. And then if you like, you can bring your head up towards your knees. You may continue the rocking from side to side, or just be still, holding your head and breathing. If you did lift your head, noticing if that feels good to you. Really feeling the weight of your head. Noticing your face, your neck, if you're holding any expression on your face. And noticing your hips in this position and breathing. Breathing into it. And when it's right for you, letting your head gently come back down to the floor, noticing your face in this position, and then letting your hands release the knees and letting your legs stretch out long along the floor and breathing, coming back into the resting pose. And being aware of your body, breathing on the in-breath and letting go on the out-breath. And then on an in-breath, bringing your knees back up so they're pointing toward the ceiling with your feet flat on the floor. And this time, just bringing your right knee up towards your chest and holding onto your right knee with your hands, either on your knee or under it, whichever is best for you. And if you're like, letting the left leg stretch long along the floor, if that feels good to you. And then exploring the stretch here as you draw gently your right knee up towards your right shoulder. You can bring a little bit of movement around the hip as well, finding where that edge is, not letting it be a hard, uncomfortable edge, but making it soft, and if that means backing off around it, doing that. Really honoring and listening to your body and breathing right into where that limit is and exploring it as best for you. If you want, you can move your foot around, really feeling being alive to the sensation, the physical sensation of movement in the body, of your foot moving in this moment, your leg and your knee. What is your face doing? Your shoulders. If it's comfortable for you, bringing your head back up off the floor towards your right knee. And again, feeling the face here and the weight of your head and your neck. And then breathing. And when you're ready, letting your head gently come back down to the floor. And letting your arms go back to your sides, releasing the knee, and your foot back to the floor as it slides slowly along the floor, releasing back and breathing again. Now perhaps noticing the difference between the two legs out of that one gentle stretch, noticing what's present for you right now. How are the sensations different? How do the legs feel the same? Then on an in-breath, bringing both feet up, knees pointing up toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, and bringing your left knee towards your chest, holding onto it with your hands in whatever position is right for you, and letting your right leg stretch out long along the floor if that's right for you. And this time exploring the stretch around your left leg. Really feeling into the hip, exploring breathing right into the place where you feel the stretch most. Mentally exploring into your bodily sensations, a sense of softening, dissolving right there, breathing into it, and then letting go with each out-breath. If you like, moving your foot around if that feels good to you. Exploring what that sensation feels like, all the way from your toes, the bottom of your foot, and into your ankle and leg. Exploring the area of movement around the hip, if that feels right to you. And if comfortable for you, bringing your head up towards your left knee, if that feels good, and breathing. Feeling your body receiving the breath and letting it go. and feeling that place of stretch, the softening, and then letting your head come gently back down to the floor, releasing your arms back to your sides. Your foot comes back down to the floor and slides long along the floor as your left leg stretches out. And breathing. Being curious about the sensations in your body now. If you like, moving your arms up on the in-breath and letting them come down over your head, fingers pointing at the wall behind you, stretching long once more. Letting your body be long in this moment, feeling that stretch throughout your entire body. Then bringing your arms back up, pointed at the ceiling, and letting them come back down to rest by your sides. And then sinking into the floor, into that resting pose, really finding your breath and allowing your awareness to be with your whole body in its entirety. Noticing any tingling or tightness, relaxedness, whatever sensations there are right now. Now we're going to move into something called table pose. But before you move, really forming the intention to move and being really mindful as to how you bring your body from one position to another. So if you like, starting by bringing your knees up pointed toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, and then rolling over to one side or the other, letting your knees come to the floor, letting your hips roll over. And from that place, simply rolling on up to a table pose so that your hands are resting on the floor and your knees are on the floor, supporting your whole body, so that your weight is evenly distributed on your hands and knees. If you have any wrist problems, if this is hard on your wrists, you can always come up on your fingers or knuckles. This will keep your wrists straight. Or you can widen your fingers, flare your fingers out to help reduce pressure on the wrist, doing whatever is most comfortable for you. And if not, just going into whatever table pose is right for you. Back is nice and straight. Now we're going to move between two positions called cat and cow. To begin, taking an in-breath, and then as you let the breath out, arching your back up, like you're reaching toward the ceiling with your back and drawing your belly in. And then letting the breath come back into your body, dropping your belly as your head comes up, as you draw the breath in, into cow pose. So letting the breath out and arching like an alarmed cat. Your head drops down, your chin comes into your chest, and draw the breath in with your body movement as your head comes up and your belly drops down. Moving with your own breath between the cow and the cat. Breathing. Breathing in with the cow and breathing out with the cat. You can almost imagine your body as an accordion, pulling the breath in and letting it out as you move back and forth between each of these positions. And then coming back to rest at a neutral table pose. Now what you're going to do is find a spot on the floor in front of you. If you have neck problems, then perhaps just a little ahead of your hands. If it feels comfortable for you, though, you can look 3 or 4 feet in front of your hands and focus on a spot there. So finding a spot on the floor which is comfortable for you, and then lifting your right leg up and pointing it straight back to the wall behind you so your toes are pointing long and straight behind you. And now mentally bringing your weight onto your right hand and your left knee. Once you feel that balanced weight between your right hand and your left knee, You're going to raise your left arm so that your fingers are pointing to the wall in front of you and stretching long all the way from your fingertips of your left hand down to the toes of your right foot and breathing. Really feeling that stretch and the balance. Trying to find that center point in your body, balancing you well right here. And then when you're ready, allowing your hand to come down when it's time for you, and your leg coming down, and then moving back into a few more cat and cow poses. Arching in the alarmed cat on the out-breath, and then letting your belly drop, your head comes up on the in-breath, into the cow pose. And then when you're ready, coming back to stillness in the table pose. Now you can lift your left leg so that your left foot is pointing to the wall behind you and stretching long. Mentally bringing your weight onto your left arm and your right knee. When you feel that balance between your left arm and hand and your right knee, lifting your right arm so that it points to the wall in front of you and feeling that stretch and breathing all the way from your right fingertips down to your left toes. Stretching long and breathing. And when it's right for you, bringing your right hand down and your knee down, moving back into a couple more cat and cow poses at your own pace with your own breath. Really sensing what your body wants and the way it might want to move between these cat and cow poses. Listening deeply to that. And then letting yourself simply sit back on your heels, your weight on your buttocks, resting on your heels, and your head comes down to the floor. You might choose to move your knees out to the sides to create more space. Your forehead resting on the floor or on your hands or forearms. Whatever is right for you. Coming into this position of release, called the child's pose. Letting yourself go and really sink into the floor and breathing into this position. Noticing your body here now. Noticing the sensations in your body. Breathing right into any places that might feel good with that breath. Or that the breath might help to soften, to help you let go on the out-breath. And then before you move from child's pose, forming the intention in your mind that you are going to bring yourself back to the floor in the resting pose on your back. And then not just flopping over, but really being mindful of how you move your body up out of this pose and bring yourself back along the floor. Watching yourself, mindful of the sensations in your body as you come back to resting on the floor and breathing. And now noticing your body, focusing the awareness of this present moment as you're lying here. And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, drawing your knees back up, pointed toward the ceiling, and then your feet flat on the floor, and then drawing both knees in towards your chest, hugging them into your chest with your arms and gently rocking side to side again, finding a gentle movement around the hip joints around this stretch, and then letting your feet come back to the floor, your knees still pointing toward the ceiling. And then, if comfortable for you, moving into some pelvic rocks. On the in-breath, releasing. And on the out-breath, pressing the pelvis down into the floor. And then letting your legs stretch long along the floor, back into a resting pose, and finding your breath. and feeling your body in its entirety, in this moment, alive in this moment. And then on an in-breath, drawing your knees back up towards the ceiling, one more time, your feet flat on the floor, bringing them as close to your buttocks as you can. What we're going to do now is to move into something called the half bridge pose. And in this pose, it's important to honor your own body, honor the wisdom of your body, and really listen to what your body is telling you. And so with arms resting loosely by your side, your feet flat on the floor, about hip width apart, your knees pointing toward the ceiling, you're going to take a breath in, and then on the out breath, you're going to rock your lower part of your back down into the floor, just like you're doing a pelvic rock. But from that pressing into the floor, pressing your hips, just lift them right off the floor. Move into an arch, a half bridge, with your hips and your buttocks moving up towards the ceiling. Your arms are loose along your sides, and your upper body is resting on your shoulders, like half of a bridge. Your neck is long and relaxed, and your head is flat on the floor, and you're breathing. Breathing into this pose. It's normal to feel some burning in your thighs and perhaps some shaking, and just breathing with it if that feels right to you. Listening to your body. Coming down when it's right for you. Really taking this opportunity to be aware of your body's wisdom and honoring that. And if it's telling you to come down, then slowly come down. And if it's not, perhaps coming up just a little bit higher and listening to what is right for you. Noticing your cheeks and your face, your arms, and then breathing, making sure you still have enough energy to come down slowly. Slowly stretching down one vertebrae at a time. Laying down one vertebrae at a time, and then stretching long along your back. Almost as if you're laying out a chain with each link, stretching long one at a time. Slowly coming down until your buttocks finally reach the floor. And then letting your legs stretch long along the floor and finding your breath, breathing here now. Noticing your body in this moment. Noticing how you're feeling right now. Noticing any thoughts, emotions, any body sensations, and letting them move through the mind while focusing on the breath and focusing on awareness of this present moment as you're lying here. Becoming aware of nourishing yourself in this way, of contributing to strengthening your body, of freeing yourself from tensions, and developing a sense of your own capacity to direct your life and to improve the quality of your health and well-being. Following your breath with a sense of your wholeness in this moment. And then when you feel ready, drawing your knees back up toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor. And from this position, you're going to lift your right leg straight up so that your foot is directed toward the ceiling. Almost as if you were holding the ceiling up with the bottom of your foot, your toes pointing at the wall behind your head. And then finding your stretch here. The stretch you're working with, where your limit is, where your edge is, making it a soft place. And if you want, you can let your left leg stretch long along the floor and breathing. Noticing your face and your shoulders and your neck and arms. And if you like, you can reach your hands up behind your right knee and pull gently, pulling the right leg down towards the chest, only in the way that feels appropriate for you, and finding that stretch and breathing into it. Maybe feeling a softening with each out-breath. With each out-breath, a letting go. And if appropriate for you, lifting your head up toward your right knee and breathing. And then when you're ready, letting your head come back down towards the floor. And then releasing your right leg, letting your arms come back to your sides. And letting the leg come slowly down to the floor, really being mindful of the leg moving through space a little at a time. Sensing your clothing moving against your leg, the air moving. And when you get the leg close to the floor, not letting it fall to the floor, but really slowly finding the release point where the floor naturally takes over the weight of your leg, and then you let go. And noticing the waves of release in your leg and breathing with that. Just being aware of the sensations in your leg and your body now. And then when you feel ready, drawing both knees up toward the ceiling again, your feet flat on the floor. And this time you're going to straighten your left leg and draw it up towards the ceiling, to whatever place it comes to, and letting that be fine. No need to stretch or pull too far. Finding your limit and letting it be a soft place, a place you can breathe into. Noticing here the sensations in the back of your left leg. And if you want, you can let your right leg stretch long along the floor. You can choose to place your hands behind your left knee if that feels right to you, and very gently increase that stretch, or maybe just resting in that stretch. If you like, bringing your head up towards your left knee and breathing if that feels right. Really feeling the breath in this moment. And then letting your head come back down, your arms go loose and back by your sides. And then slowly letting your left leg move down towards the floor. Really being aware of the weight of gravity, the force of gravity. Really being mindfully aware of that place when your leg finally touches the floor. That moment. That place where the floor finally accepts the weight of your leg and you let go. And then experiencing the waves of release here and breathing. Feeling yourself fully awake, aware in this moment now. Now we're going to roll onto our sides, but before we do, really forming the intention to move and then being mindful of how you move your body. So that you're rolling over onto your right side, resting on your right hip, your right elbow is against the floor, and your hand is supporting your head so that your left leg is resting on top of your right leg, and your left hand is resting on the floor in front of you for support. And then from this position, on an in-breath, drawing your left leg up to whatever place is right for you, perhaps moving your left foot through the air and really feeling this stretch here, breathing into your left leg. Not pushing anything, but being gentle and soft with your own body in recognizing this is the time to develop a sense of your own body's wisdom. And when it's right for you, letting your left leg slowly come back down to rest. And if you want, you can raise your left leg one more time. Breathing into it, and slowly letting go. And then letting your left leg come back to rest again on your right leg and breathing. And then forming the intention to roll back onto your back and moving on to your left side so that you're now going to be on your left hip and your head is supported by your left hand and right hand is resting in front of you for support. And from this place, you can lift your right leg now. Breathing in and lifting your right leg up. And if you like, moving your foot around, feeling the sensations in your body as you do that. Breathing into any areas that are tense or tight. Exploring softening around those tense or tight places. And letting your right leg come back down slowly until it rests upon your left leg. And if it feels right to you, one more time raising the right leg. Moving the foot if that feels comfortable, and then slowly bringing the right leg back down. when it's resting again on the left leg, bringing yourself back flat on your back in the resting pose one more time, and breathing, letting go, sinking deeply into the floor. And then if you like, bringing your knees up toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, and bringing your arms straight out, perpendicular to your body, with your feet together, your knees together. And now you're going to roll over onto your hips, onto your left side, while your shoulders are going to need to stay flat on the floor, and only rolling as far as is right for you, so that your shoulders are staying grounded. You can also extend the legs somewhat to make the twist in the lower back more gentle, and always listening to your body, to following the intelligence and wisdom of your body over my instructions. So now rolling towards the left with your hips and your legs while your shoulders stay grounded. And then you can turn your head, if comfortable for you, towards the right to increase the spinal twist. A very gentle twist along your spine with both of your knees pointing to the left and your shoulders on the floor and your head pointed towards the right. And breathing, drawing new breath in, and then letting go with each out breath. Then on an in breath, drawing your knees back up towards center, turning your head back to the center. Now you're going to very gently let your legs roll over to your right side, down towards the floor. As your head turns to the left this time, shoulders staying on the floor, for another gentle spinal twist and breathing. Almost as if releasing into this resting pose, letting this be a soft place. And on an in-breath, bringing your knees back up towards the center, your feet on the floor, turning your head back towards center, and then very gently hugging your knees in towards your chest, both knees, and gently rocking from side to side, massaging that place of your lower back. And if you want, bringing your head up towards your knees one last time, and letting your head come back down, your arms go back to your sides, and your legs stretch long along the floor, sinking back into corpse pose. Fully aware of each breath as it moves into the body and out from the body. Allowing yourself to be totally present right now, to fully experience what it means to be in this body, in this moment. Everything completely letting go, letting be. Allowing things to be as they are and as you are right now in this moment. If your eyes are open, allowing them to close and beginning to move your attention through your body, noticing your toes and your feet, your ankles, lower legs, your knees, awareness moving into your thighs and pelvic area, along your back, your abdomen, belly, and your chest, moving into your shoulders, down your arms, all the way to the fingertips, and slowly rising up through your hands, your wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, back through the shoulders, up through the neck and your face and your head, everything completely letting go. Aware of the effect of just having done this yoga routine, aware of sensations, aware of the breath as it moves into and throughout the body, bringing freshness, openness, and spaciousness. And as it moves out of the body, taking with it tensions, congestions, toxins, letting go of thoughts, even memories of what we have just asked the body to do. Feeling the breath moving in and moving out of the body. And in this state of relaxed awareness and stillness, being aware of things as they are, experiencing your body in its entirety, and experiencing sensations in your body as pure sensation. And as this practice comes to an end, congratulating yourself for having taken the time to nourish yourself in this very special way, becoming more aware of your body, strengthening and increasing your flexibility, the flexibility of your body and your mind, becoming more flexible in your relationship to life itself, and developing a deeper appreciation for the depth and fullness of each moment. Being aware of allowing yourself to take the time each day to nourish your body and mind in this way, finding your own center and your own balance.